Somebody asked me the following question. He had a friend who he had done multiple business dealings with, and they developed an excellent relationship. They were at the end of a particular deal, and for whatever reason, the borrower didn't realize. He thought it was more of an investment, but it eventually became clear that for all practical purposes, it was a loan with interest. The way the deal was structured, just to simplify the numbers, the lender gave him $1 million, and he was responsible to give a 5% annual fixed return. And at the end of 5 years, he would make one large balloon payment of $1 million. Now, his friend was obviously very upset. It was a significant amount of money. He wasn't really observant, and he wasn't so familiar with Hilchos Ribos. The borrower was more than happy to give it. The deal had done extremely well. The money was there. He was planning on paying it. And the question is what to do. The first point is, the Taz in Yardeis and Kufsam Chsefkan Aleph points out that the Isser of Ribos is even where a borrower uses the money in a profitable venture and can create profits that exceed the interest amount. Even so, that doesn't justify the lender for charging interest, as the Torah asserted lending with interest regardless of what the borrower does with the money. The second point is, the Mechaber in Yerdeya Simuk of Samach Sefhei says that if at the time that the borrower comes to pay the Ribos, the borrower says, I won't give it as interest on a loan, but I'm happy to give it as a present to the lender. Even so, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that it's considered Ribos and it would be usher for the borrower to do so. However, the Shulchan Aruch writes that once the borrower made the Ribos payments, even though, like we discussed in the last episode, the lender has an obligation to return the interest that he collected, the borrower can be meichel, he can forgive the schiv, and the lender would be completely exempt from his obligation to return the ribis, to the extent that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that the lender would be potter even from his schiv, latzei sidei shemai. So again, it would be usur for a borrower to give the ribis l'chatchila, even though he's saying that he's giving as a present, but once ribis was already given, it is permitted for the borrower to be meichel, the ribis, and the lender would be completely potter. A common question is, what happens if the borrower makes some of the payments, and the agreement is that these payments are interest payments, but not payments to reduce the principal amount? Is the borrower allowed to go pay the full remaining principal balance? For example, let's go to our scenario. The borrower had made 5 years worth of payments of $50,000 a year, and these payments were made as return or cost of capital, but they were not intended to reduce the principal amount. So in total, the borrower had made $250,000 worth of payment. Can the borrower say, that money was given as ribis, I'll be meichel that money, and proceed to pay the full remaining $1 million balance? Or, perhaps you would say that it would be usher for the borrower to pay anything more than the amount of the original loan. And since he had already paid $250,000, he would be forced to apply that to the principal amount, and it would only be permitted for him to pay $750,000. The Bris Yehuda in Perek Ches, Sifkat Nun Aleph, he brings out a discussion that a lot of Achrayim had regarding a similar case, Feres Tzvi, the Marnach, and Kveger. And the Bris Yehuda points out that it seems like from a lot of these Paiskim that we are able to consider the money given as ribis, and therefore the borrower can be meichel that money and proceed to pay the entire remaining principal balance. However, the Gris Moshe in Chel Gimel Yardea, he has the Aruz in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Chav Gimel, disagrees. And the way Rav Moshe explains it is that the Isser of Ribos is for a lender to receive more money than the amount that he lent. And therefore, even if the borrower is making payments, which from a legal perspective or from a practical level, the parties are considering interest, as long as the payments have not yet exceeded the amount of the original loan, the Torah would not consider those payments to be Ribos. Only after the lender has received the amount of the original loan would the Torah start considering the payments to be Ribos. According to this, even though the borrower had made $250,000 worth of payments as interest, but if he would now pay the full remaining $1 million, it would be considered that he's only now giving the ribis. And like we mentioned before, it is only mutter to be meichel ribis that was already given. To give ribis initially would always be usser, and therefore it would only be permitted for him to give the remaining $750,000. The Bris Yehuda himself says that even according to the other Paiskim, that do consider those payments to be ribis payments, it's still possible for it to be usur for the borrower to pay the full remaining principal balance. And this is because the lender has an obligation to return any interest that was collected. And this being the case, the borrower certainly has the right to say that he wants those ribis payments to automatically reduce the principal amount. And since he has the right to do so, if he were to decide to be meichel that and proceed to pay the full remaining balance, it would be considered that he's giving now a monetary benefit on his own accord, but a monetary benefit to the lender because the lender lent him money and would be usher at least midrabban. So to summarize, to give ribis initially is usher even where the borrower speaks that he's giving it as a present. Once the ribis payments are made, the borrower has the ability to meichel and the lender would be completely potter from returning the ribis. If the borrower made payments as interest payments and not to reduce the principal, according to some paiskim, it would be mutter for the borrower to meichel those payments and pay the full remaining balance. According to the Gemara Moshe, it would be ribis ksutza. And according to the Rishi Yehuda, it would be aser midrabban. As a matter of halacha, I saw in the Mishnas Ribis, he had a conversation with the author of the Rishi Yehuda, and the Rishi Yehuda paskin that when it was a question of ribis ksutza, someone should be machmer, and the borrower should not pay the full remaining balance. But where it's only a question of a vakrimis, then is what to rely upon, and it would be permitted for the borrower to be meichel the money that was given and pay the full remaining principal balance. Getting back to our case, the transaction was pretty much a loan with interest, which seemingly violated ribis ksutza, and therefore it would seem like it would be usur for the borrower to pay the full remaining balance, and it would only be permitted for him to pay the remaining $750,000. However, there was one important factor, which changed everything. The deal was a commercial real estate loan, and as it's common, it was a non-recourse loan. Now, by a non-recourse loan, we discussed in episode 8, the opinion of the Gemara is that there's no issur ribis at all, the Torah does not consider that a loan, and therefore it's completely mutter for a borrower to pay interest on a non-recourse loan. Even though there are many paiskim who argue in Ramesha, the Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, and Bechitzchak, they all pretty much concede that it at least would not be a question of ribis ksutza, it would only be a question of ribis rabbanan of avak ribis. And therefore, it would seem like in our scenario, it would be mutter for the borrower to pay the full amount. Because according to Ramesha, it would be mutter completely being that it's non-recourse loan. And even if one were to be machmer, like the other paiskim, since it would only be a question of avak ribis, here we have the Psak de Rishi Yehuda, that when it's only a question of ribis rabbanan, it would be permitted for a borrower to be meichel the ribis that was already given and pay the entire remaining balance.